T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey guys, Glover here on behalf of my cast members in the DGS. We are taking a little vacation this week. We will be back on Monday the 8th. Enjoy the magic of Hancock and Kelly. Interesting fun fact, they live together.
I have just 2 words for you.
Right now, it's Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
On St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Yeah, and Hancock doesn't make his bed.
We do not live together.
What, are you really think anybody out there would believe that you and I live together?
I hope not.
Cast members is what he calls his fellow co-workers.
That's what he calls them.
So are you my fellow cast member?
No, I'm the director.
You're the director?
And you're the cast member.
I'm the cast member.
Yeah.
All right. Well, today we had a baseball game. And how about them St. Louis Cardinals, huh?
Half game out of first and ninth inning walk-off win. A RBI single by Lars Taylor Tatsui Nootbaar for the Cardinals. And Nolan Arenado streaming across home plate. It was very, very fun to watch.
Yeah, I heard Mike Claiborne interviewing Nolan Arenado on the field and said, you were the player of the game. He says, I feel like it should be Nootbaar.
It should be Nootbaar because he had the sacrifice fly in the seventh that tied the game and then drove home the winning run in the ninth. The Cardinals are on fire right now. And we're going to see the debut tonight of Jose Quintana, the left-hander we acquired from the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's going to be exciting. If the Cardinals sweep this series, they will be tied for the lead in the Central Division of the National League. That's really exciting.
Yeah, we have the pregame coming at you right here at 5:45. Hancock and I'll 5:50. Hancock and I'll take you all the way up to the pregame. Then you'll have Cardinal baseball. John, Ricky, and the gang will be calling it, and hopefully we'll bring home another winner.
Yeah, it really stunk not to have the game last night, but these doubleheader days.
You like them?
They're the best. They are the best. I love doubleheaders.
Well, the doubleheader gave us a little opportunity to spend some time together, and I'm surprised we're 2.5 minutes into the show, and, well, there's the phlegm in the throat, so you all know what's about to follow.
Well, we stepped aside for a little bit this afternoon and played a few frames of snooker out there at the Pink Galleon. And, you know, Michael, I don't like to talk.
Uh-huh.
But I must say that today may have been one of my finest moments on the snooker table, making shots. I am recalling the brown that I banked in, going cushion first to the brown into the middle pocket to win the
frame. Care to share what I said when you did that?
No, we can't say that on the air.
Ah.
It was fun.
Yeah, we had a little time together today. Then we sat here with Matt Pajeski listening to the end of the game.
PJ.
You don't realize how delayed the KMOX, the KMOX is live, right?
Boom.
For the ball game.
Real time.
But if you're watching the ball game on TV, you're 3-4 pitches behind.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a big delay, so if you want to know what's happening,
you shouldn't be watching TV.
In the moment.
Right.
Listen to KMOX.
There's no doubt about that. And then, we did come in here, and we had to kill a little bit of time, and we played the Wordle. I think you challenged me into the Wordle game.
Yeah.
And I don't like to talk. How many did it take you to get the Wordle done today?
I got it done.
How many did it take you?
I got it done.
6 times, I think you said?
Yeah, it was 6.
Is that... By the way, is that the most amount of chances they will give you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I think I done it in 4, John.
Yeah. Well done.
Well, I mean, when it comes to cerebral, we all know that Kelly's going to be okay. And when it comes to laying your belly on the table and slapping a ball in the corner of a pool table.
Athletic pursuits.
Yeah, athletic pursuits. Hey, speaking of, I was just looking out the window because the clouds seem to be rolling in again. The flags are at half mast.
Yeah.
Why is that? Both the Missouri flag and the American flag.
So you announced on the air yesterday that Congresswoman Jackie Walorski from Indiana passed away in a car accident yesterday with two of her staffers. They were Zach Watts and Emma Thompson. And Jackie Walorski was a client of mine and a friend. She was very close friends with Ann Wagner, our congresswoman from the 2nd District in Missouri. And they were driving a car across the center lane and hit them head-on, and all three were deceased. Walorski was just a great member of Congress. She was the ranking Republican on the Ways and Means Committee, which is a very prestigious committee. Likely would have been the chair of that committee after the midterm elections. Got elected to Congress for the first time in 2014. I worked on that campaign and got to know her. She was bright. She was a devoted Christian. She was a great mom to her kids. And you know, it's a tragedy. And the two young staffers that were deceased in that crash, you think about the potential they had. You know, I've done politics for a very long time, and for young people working on Capitol Hill, working in the Capitol for a member of Congress, that's a destination job for many young people. And you know, I'm sure you know.
I did it.
Yep. And that often leads to so many wonderful opportunities for them down the road. And in these two young staff members, and the accident happened back in the district in South Bend, Indiana, where she represented. And those two young lives snuffed out, as well as Congresswoman Walorski. And, you know, it's a real tragedy. And my heart is very heavy. And I'm gratified. Gratified. It's appropriate that the flags are flown at half mast as we lose a really talented member of Congress.
You say she was first elected in 2014?
Yeah.
And she was the ranking member?
Yeah.
Doesn't that, Ways and Means is the committee in Congress, whether you're in the House or the Senate. That's where all the money gets spent.
Right.
And to be there in less than 10 years, wow. I mean, Congress has changed a lot. Typically, the people who are in the Ways and Means jobs have been there 20, 30 years sometimes, waiting to get that post.
The ranking system has changed some. And she was there. And, you know, our own congressman from Missouri, Jason Smith, is in, you know, he was elected in 1996. He's potentially in line for that chairmanship as well. We haven't had a Missourian chair the Ways and Means Committee for quite some time. It's been almost 100 years.
Really?
Yeah. And
did Jerry Linton?
No.
No?
No.
Well, obviously, Dick Gephardt was the Democratic leader, which is over all of them. He and Roy Blunt both. Roy, when he was in the House, was the majority whip for the Republicans, which is that's very prestigious. Obviously, Dick would have been Speaker had the Democrats taken control of the United States House.
Yeah, and you worked closely with Dick.
Oh, I worked for Mr. Gephardt. He's the finest man I've ever met in politics. I mean, he was too good for politics, to be honest with you. He was an incredible. He is still alive and lives down in Florida. An incredible man.
Did
and,
I see that he's 80 years old?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Totally. Still looks like Dick Gephardt, though. Doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
It is amazing how quick time passes by. I mean, 2014, we're almost, 2023?
Yeah.
But, wow, talk about somebody who moved up the ranks quite quickly. A terrible loss for the country, a terrible loss for Indiana, and that's the Notre Dame community that she represented. What a great place to be able to be a representative of Notre Dame.
Yeah, and she was quite proud of it. And
it's the Lord's football team. Who would not be proud of being, you know, a representative of the Lord's football team?
Really fine human being, and she's gone home to heaven. But we will miss Jackie Walorski.
Well, we've got to find human beings right here. It's Hancock and Kelly. We're going to take you all the way up to Cardinal Baseball. Let's hope we can win one more. We'll be in first place in the Central if that happens. The DGS continues after this on the Mighty Mighty Mox.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
That is the walk-up music of the great Ronnie O'Sullivan, the greatest snooker player that's ever lived.
So snooker is a sport, apparently, to John, folks. They wear tuxedos to play this game, and they walk into a walk-up song. Give me a break.
39 ranking titles, 7 times champion of the world, blink and you'll miss him, the Rocket, Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You felt like him today?
A little bit.
Yeah. Mr. Humility sitting in here with Kelly and Hancock and Kelly. When you tell people you play snooker, you usually have to explain to them what it is, right?
I mention it on occasion.
Don't you feel a bit emasculated that you're good at something that nobody has any idea about?
Well, you know, Michael, there's so few things.
Like if you told people, hey, I'm really good at ping pong, people know what ping pong is.
Yeah, but it's ping
pong. You tell people you're good at golf.
It's golf.
Or jacks or craps or.
But snooker is a intellectual game. It's a mind game. It's a thinking game.
Yeah, but you're a guy who's critical of soccer, and yet you are obsessed with a sport that people literally wear tuxedos to play.
No. No. They wear a bow tie and a waistcoat.
A tuxedo.
That's not a tuxedo.
They wear their jacket in there when they get announced, don't they?
No, they do not wear a jacket. It's a waistcoat with a bow tie.
Well, obviously, John Hancock, this has been a big week in American politics, it was right here in Missouri. Probably the biggest story that came out of the week, we discussed a little bit about it yesterday, but we continue to learn more details. Is related to the Kansas initiative. Yeah. So right now, in the state of Kansas, it is written into the Constitution that a woman has the right to an access to abortion.
Yeah, it was really interesting because it was a Kansas Supreme Court decision. It was based on Roe, and they, into the Kansas Constitution, they conceived and developed the right to an abortion in the Kansas Constitution.
So the Kansas legislature, which is overwhelmingly dominated by Republicans,
right,
put to the voters a question, because they cannot change the Constitution without a vote of the people.
Right.
Would you allow us to be able to put in some changes or regulations related to choice? And voters came out, over 200,000 people who chose not to vote in either the
Democratic. 200,000 more people.
Right, who chose not to vote in the Democratic or the Republican, who polled the vote there, came to vote on this and overwhelmingly said, absolutely not. We don't want the Republicans changing this. We want to keep abortion legal in the state of Kansas. And this was a big win for the choice community across the country that's been on its heels since the Roe versus Wade decision. This was the first test of where the American public was, and probably one of the more red states in the country.
Yep.
That'd be the great state of Kansas. And the Catholic Church spent over $3 million trying to allow getting voters to take the opposite view of what they chose.
Yeah, it was a kind of a ill-conceived and ill-timed effort. So the legislature put this thing on the ballot before Roe was overturned by the Supreme Court. And the thinking was that they were going to put some additional restrictions on as it relates to access to abortion. And that was and the pro-life side in this campaign did a really poor job of messaging. And the pro-life, the pro-choice side did a very good job of messaging. They focused on rape and incest would be banned. You know, if you were raped or a victim of incest, you would still have to carry your child. And they ran on that issue. And basically, the pro-life side just didn't message very well. Now, I still think that the results wouldn't have changed much.
I want to take a little bit of issue with what you just said.
All right, go right
because
ahead.
It was a very convoluted thing that the legislature
yes,
put to the ballot.
Agreed.
They were trying to play tricks. They made it look like, hey, we're going to, you know, give us a yes vote on this, meaning that it would protect a woman's right to choose. And in fact, if you wanted to protect a woman's right to choose, you were to vote a no. And so the legislature played some games here, ill-conceived and ill-timed. It's ill-conceived and ill-timed, all of this stuff. I mean, y'all are on the wrong side of this. I live in a state where a man just won the Republican nomination for the United States Senate, touting the fact that he's the one who implemented the law that says that a woman who gets raped or has incest happen to her, that she can't get an abortion.
Right. And that's not going to stand. I mean, the public will not allow victims of rape and incest to be required to deliver a child. The people won't allow
it. But I think what you're not understanding, though, John, is that I think the public is going to be on the side of they want abortion to be safe and legal. And I'm not even sure that they want even some of the restrictions that you're talking about.
Not for nine months.
But 9 months doesn't really even happen.
It does.
You've all made this. Okay, so you've got your two or three cases. There are some issues where
rape and incest are quite rare as well, my friend.
Right. But it all comes down to a woman being able to have the right to choose. And I think if we put that question square on the ballot in all 50 states of this, even in Alabama and backwards Missouri, you're going to find that people want this to be safe and legal.
Well, what people want from the moment of conception until delivery, in that 9 month or however many week period that is, there is a point in time, and everybody almost universally agrees that there's a point in time when the life of the child and that interest supersedes any kind of liberty decision that the mother has. There's a point in that line. And I think that is almost universally agreed upon.
Yeah,
so the question becomes, at where does that line occur? And there's debate about that. Does it occur at the heartbeat? Does it occur at 12 weeks? Does it, you know, but that's where this debate nationally is going
to
be determined.
No, I think you're wrong. I think you all have soiled this so bad that people are saying, we don't want a bunch of white dudes from some small community coming into Jefferson City to tell us what we can do with our bodies.
Okay, great. So if you're 8.5 months pregnant, should a woman have the right to abort that child?
But who knows let's talk about this. Who knows what the unique circumstances are for that situation? Could preeclampsia or one of these other issues be taking place?
Life of the mother.
Okay, so but you all have come up with this nuanced stuff and put this into law, and I think people are fed up with it.
No, they're
not. I think they're saying, hey, look, I can adhere to my own morality. Maybe Mike Kelly in his own life, if he had a womb, and I don't, I'm a man, and I shouldn't even have a say in this process.
So I support.
But would say, hey, this isn't for me. But who am I to judge where somebody else is? I think that's where you're going to find the bulk of people are, and they're not going to be going and putting this imaginary line like you're talking about.
Okay.
They're going to say it should be left to the individual.
You would say if you're 8 months pregnant and you've got a healthy pregnancy and
That wasn't the question.
I just asked the question.
No, you're saying if it's a healthy pregnancy, how am I to know the circumstances? I'm not saying that I would maybe, if Mike Kelly was able to get pregnant, I'm not saying that maybe I would ever have an abortion.
You. So you would say that it should be completely the woman's choice at any moment up until birth.
But I think that's where
that's
the
marriage.
No, I don't know that it's my position. Don't put words into my mouth.
No, okay.
What I'm saying is I think most people are so sick and tired of people dictating after 15 weeks, after 18 weeks, after 22 weeks. Who are they to get to decide where that imaginary line is?
Well,
I think that with most people in the state of Missouri, if we put it to the ballot, it would be where I am, which is it's up to the decision of the woman.
up until the moment of birth.
Potentially, yeah, John.
All right,
potentially.
There you go. That's all I wanted. That's
but,
all I wanted.
But that's just such a ridiculous argument, because what you've done, that you all have done in the state of Missouri over the last two decades, is you've taken it from 10 weeks to 12 weeks to 15 weeks to 19 weeks. You put all these, and people are fed up with it. We want to be able to make our own decisions. We want to have our own liberty.
There you have it, folks. Michael Kelly, John Hancock, it's the DGS on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Yesterday, we spent a little bit of time talking about the big crisis that's going on at Cracker Barrel over the fact that suddenly they're offering plant-based options, so you could get a plant-based sausage, you could get a plant-based bacon if you wanted. Bacon. And of course, everybody, you know, saying, oh, this is woke Cracker Barrel. No, you could still go get your dead animals if you wanted and eat them just like you normally do. It's just being offered on the menu. And it got me thinking, Hancock, last night I was like, I want a veggie burger.
Did you know?
So I swung into the Grove, went by Layla's, ordered myself a burger, took it home with me. One of the best veggie burgers you will ever have. I'm telling you, you can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
And it's good for you, brother.
It's not a burger.
It is a burger.
But, well, so what I did...
It was a burger.
Okay, fine. So what I did, went home last night. My father-in-law, who is 86 years old today.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Dad. He made a pot roast for us, which is actually meat.
Yeah.
There's actual meat in the pot roast.
Right.
Unlike the whatever that was you had last night. And... But in this pot roast, Michael, you got your
carrots.
Little carrots floating around there. And what may be the most underrated food that has ever been created in the history of the world. And I'm talking, of course, about the onion.
Oh,
the
really?
The onion. Is
the onion?
Is there anything that doesn't go better with an onion on it, in it,
garlic.
Around it,
garlic.
Near it?
Garlic is better than
garlic
onion.
Garlic is very good, too. They're kind of related. Yeah, but
hardly.
But the onion is perhaps the perfect food.
Garlic and onions are related? And what logic is this?
Well, you got the...
This is a guy who wants big distinctions between veggie burgers and regular burgers, but is lumping onions and garlic into the same category?
Yes, they're very similar. You got the onion there, and then, you know, which has got a kind of a pungent thing going on. You got the little garlic. Clove there.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. And the leek is in the same kind of, you know.
Well, leek is an onion, isn't it?
Yes. Like, and a garlic, and then you got the, what are the other things that are, the whatchacallums?
That. Oh, yeah. That sounds
you
really
got the
good.
The whatchacallums that are like a garlic, but they're not quite. And then, but the onion may be the finest food.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I like onion.
You like onion.
I like onion on my White Castle burger.
Yes.
I like onion on my veggie burger.
Yes.
I like it on my regular burger. And I even like it on a hot dog with a little mustard.
Oh.
A little sauerkraut.
So now, here's the thing about onions.
Yeah.
I have discovered this over years of trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the hot dog on the grill out there.
Okay.
It's smoking away. You're flipping around, you know, rolling it down the aisle there. And you come in, and you've got two options on the onion. You can throw the onion into the little food processor thingy, you know, the chopper thing. Or you can slice the onion and then cut it into little cubes and use that. I will tell you this, Michael.
Okay.
And I know this to be true. An onion in a food processor is less tasty than an onion that is cut and sliced and diced by hand.
I think you're probably right about
because
that.
Because all the juice, when you put it in that machine
thing, it gets thrown onto the side of the plastic and everything else,
and
it loses it.
You don't have all of the onion juice.
But the nice thing about the food processor is it doesn't make you cry. You know what I mean? Like when you're cutting up an onion, do you ever get the teary eyes?
Yeah, but sometimes it's good to cry.
Now, listen, here's how I do an onion. So you peel it, right?
Yes.
And then you cut the little top off.
Yes.
Cut the little bottom off.
So you peel it before you cut the top off?
No, I would cut the top off and then peel it,
all right,
okay?
All right, yeah.
And then here's what you're going to do. You're going to take it and you're going to go across it. You don't cut all the way down, but about three quarters of the way down, you cut it. Okay.
And
you spin it, you know, a quarter turn there.
Yeah.
You cut it halfway down. You do that four times. Okay.
Then
now you kind of almost like a blooming onion, but it hasn't fell apart, right? Then you take your favorite dressing. Maybe you want a little,
ranch.
You could put a little ranch on it. I wouldn't recommend that. Vinaigrette. You can put that in there. Some salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you encase that thing in tinfoil and put that on the grill the entire time that you're cooking all your meat. I don't care. It can stay out there 45 minutes.
Right.
Just let it go.
I'm in.
Just let it get warm. It cooks in its own juices.
I am in on
and
this.
And then you pull it out, John, and that thing just falls apart.
Oh.
And that onion, man, it's really good with like a steak or with like a filet.
Yes.
You can take that onion and, it's like a meal in itself.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I love this.
Totally.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Is there any better tasting onion than the one that is in a White Castle hamburger?
Well, the Vidalia onion.
Yeah.
A true Vidalia onion that comes from, I'm guessing,
Vidalia,
wherever that
clearly
is.
Clearly, you're always guessing.
But there is nothing better than a Vidalia onion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so magnificent. I'll tell you another thing.
Okay.
Now, you're into all this, you know, vegetable, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Healthy stuff.
Uh-huh. So I'll tell you what a good meal is.
Please.
You take yourself a portobello mushroom.
Ooh, love them.
The big
mushroom. Love them.
And you cut up some onion, throw it in there, a little cheese on top, a little garlic salt in there, and you kind of put that on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, no meat. That is a phenomenal, phenomenal dinner.
Really?
Yes.
I've got one better for you. With
right,
the same
it.
Portobello.
Bring it.
You cut that little, what do they call the stem of the portobello off? You cut that off, okay?
Yeah.
Then you're going to get your skillet nice and hot, put a little olive oil in there, garlic.
So,
what?
They have a stem?
Well, the thing that the mushroom grows on, you know, the stalk or whatever it is in the middle. You just cut it off. So now you just got the head of the mushroom, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Then you're going to get some skillet.
I'm not following this.
You're going to get your
idea.
You need me to draw you a picture of a mushroom and you see the little stem that comes out of the main big cap? I'm saying cut the cap.
The stem. All right.
Cut it off, okay?
It's not called a stem.
And it's pretty big. You know, you got a portobello that's bigger than a hockey puck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now what you do is put in a little olive oil, garlic, salt, and pepper in your little skillet.
Yeah.
You're going to set it on there, 5-20 seconds.
Yeah.
Push on it. Flip it over, 5-20 seconds. Now you still got that container, right? Here's what you're going to do. Get the Tony's marinara sauce at your local Schnucks from Tony's restaurant.
Okay.
Put that in there. Put a little cheese on top of it. Now bake it in the oven.
Onions. You got to put onions.
You can put onion. Yeah. Put anything you want on it. Bake it in the oven.
Yeah.
Pull that sucker out. And but 20 minutes later, it's like eating a steak.
Yeah.
But it's got the, you know, it's
course,
got the.
Of course, it's not a
no,
steak.
No, but, you need a steak knife to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you eat that thing up. Buddy, that's some good food right there.
I'm so hungry right now.
Clearly. You know
what's
next?
Leftover pot roast tonight.
You are?
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, you should be.
The onions will be there, and I can't wait.
You know what's next?
No.
What's trending?
Oh.
Our own Braxton Payne joins us right here on Hancock and Kelly, sitting in for the DGS on the Mighty Mighty Mox.
Oh, yeah.
Hancock and Kelly with you today, taking you all the way up to the second Cardinal game. We won that first one, big time walk off.
4-3.
From Newt Bar, bringing in Nolan Arenado. We win 4-3. We're a half game behind the Milwaukee Brewers.
Lars Taylor Tetsui Newt Bar.
What a name.
Yeah.
We go now to the celebrity guest line where we're joined by Braxton Payne, who joins us for What's Trending. Good afternoon, Mr. Payne.
Good afternoon. I think you guys should just start a cooking show at this point.
Should just get
the Food Network involved and just start your own little cooking show.
As the police once said, he is the king of pain.
King of pain. That ought to be your theme song when we call
you. Found it. There it is. There it is, PJ, the king of pain.
All right, Braxton, what's trending today in the world?
Well, we got three options. I'll let you guys pick. We got Mark Cuban. CPAC, and Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers.
Well, let's start with Mark Cuban, the owner.
Did you say CPAP?
No.
I did say CPAP. I meant CPAC, though.
Oh, CPAP. No. I've had enough.
Political action.
I can talk about the CPAP. I know all about the CPAP.
Yeah, he did.
Me too.
Just imagine how sexy. Too. You have a CPAP?
Oh, yeah.
How old are you?
I've had it for about a year, and it's changed my life.
How old are you? That.
I'm 31.
And you have a CPAP.
Hold on now.
You still have all your teeth?
Hold on.
Is your walker next to your bed, too?
Let the man talk, Michael. Let me ask you this, Braggs. Does your CPAP, does it give you a smiley face in the morning or a frowny face when you wake up?
So mine's a little bit newer of addition. It tells me how long I sleep, though, but no smiley face, unfortunately.
Well, I've got the duration there, too.
No, Hancock's got the Sesame Street version of CPAP. It gives him a thumbs up or a thumbs down if he did it right.
Mine, when I wake up in the morning, it's either got a smiley face that my seal has been good all night, or it's got a frowny face that things have not gone so well.
And the reason it has those is for, you know, because you normally it's people that are older that have it, so they can't really see early in the morning, so they don't have their glasses on yet, but they can see the generalization of a smiley or a frown face.
Yeah. Well, we digress, but...
Let's start with Mark Cuban.
I had a smiley face this morning.
Okay.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, whatever.
Mark Cuban... You know, Mark Cuban's been on Shark Tank for years. He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. He was on the Drew Barrymore show today, and there's a little interesting fun fact about him, which I thought was interesting.
Drew Barrymore from E.T.?
Yes.
She has a TV show like Oprah?
Yeah, she had a TV show like before COVID.
She was the little girl in E.T., Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore was the little girl in E.T.
Yeah, that's where she got her start.
I did not know that.
Huh. Okay, so she has a talk show like Oprah.
Yes. So
what's happening
talk
to this
show,
world?
Mark Cuban was on it today, and he likes to play pickup basketball. So they were telling, you know, she asked him a question. So apparently about a year ago, Mark Cuban bought an entire town in just south of Dallas in Texas for estimated around $2 million to help out one of his friends. So one of his friends was dying of cancer, and that was his only asset, was this town called Mustang, Texas.
Wow.
So he ended up buying the town about a year ago.
He bought the town.
He bought the entire town. So what he wants to do is he's invested in it's called this guy called Dino Don. Dino Don makes those Tyrannosaurus Rex and all those dinosaurs that are like electronic that we've seen at the Science Center here. So
right.
He's actually the one that makes them. So he wants to turn the town into Dinosaur Texas and have a bunch of these things all around town. I mean, the really only thing that is there now is they have a liquor store, a strip club, and a trailer park. That's the only thing in this town. So he wants to turn it into a little destination south of Dallas.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, that's kind of clever.
Well, I mean, you can.
Yeah, and he appointed his friend, the mayor, and he said that the mayor's only task is to pick up the town's garbage and make sure the streets aren't littered.
So, pretty much sure they're going to have a Sinclair gas station in that town, you know, with a little dinosaur.
Yeah. In a twisted way, this kind of sounds like that Netflix show with Eugene Levy. Yeah, Schitt's Creek.
Yep, yeah. It's kind of like a very similar presence than that where – they had the only asset they had when they went bankrupt was a town, and they had to try to figure out how to make money out of the town.
Yeah, the mayor and everybody. That's a funny show. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it, but I may have to watch it.
It is hysterical.
Like
it. It's hysterical.
Yeah, I know, John, you like Modern Family.
I do.
It has a very similar like kind of witty comedy like that. It's a little bit darker, but it's definitely something
that's
like
my
that.
Cup of tea.
He
right
likes
here.
Modern Family until he puts his CPAP on, then he's into Murder, She Wrote. What's your sound? Let's go to Warner Brothers.
Hold on. Let's mark the tape. It's been 14 years. Michael Kelly just said something funny, and that was incredible. That was incredible. Go ahead, Braxton.
Go ahead, Brax.
Yeah. So Warner Brothers has been trending for the past couple days. There's been Warner Brothers bought Discovery Plus. For about $43 billion in April.
Dang.
And part of the deal was when they bought it to promise the stockholders that they were going to cut $3 billion from the budget. And under Warner Brothers' umbrella is HBO Max, which has become a really popular streaming service. So this morning, they were almost done with this new movie called Batgirl. which was going to be a DC movie. And it was estimated the cost of $90 million to make, and they've already spent that money, and they ended up killing that movie along with another Scooby-Doo sequel that was worth like $30 million.
They've killed Batgirl and Scooby-Doo in the same action.
In the same action. They've cut a bunch of movies, and wow. You know, they're promised to cut $3 billion, and it's expected tomorrow or sometime this week that they're going to merge HBO Max and Discovery Plus are going to merge into one streaming service.
Wow.
And that's 70% of the development staff on HBO Max, which has some great original content, is going to be laid off during this merger.
Okay, so is that like Succession and Sex and the City? Are they in jeopardy to be scrapped as well?
Succession is Showtime, I believe. But
it's HBO.
Yeah, so there are several movies that could be in jeopardy. I've watched Hacks, for example, is a very popular HBO Max show. There's rumors that might not be renewed for a third season. So they're expecting to consolidate to save money and focus less on this original new content that has, you know, obviously higher overhead than just streaming old movies.
Let me throw this out for discussion. So you got Scooby-Doo over here.
Right.
His nephew, mm-hmm. Scooby-Doo's nephew, who can name Scooby-Doo's? Oh,
Scrappy-Doo.
You got it.
Scrappy. Oh,
it's
you
Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, I thought, okay. All right.
I don't think I've ever seen Scooby-Doo, to be honest.
Really? Yikes.
Well,
you know who did the voice for Scooby-Doo?
I do not. Mel Blanc?
No. It's the guy that we were talking about yesterday, the top 10, Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem was Scooby-Doo.
He was Scooby-Doo.
Let's verify that.
What's
PJ?
The dopey dude that walked around with him that drove the van?
Shaggy.
He was Shaggy. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's verify. I don't want to give false information to the listeners of
Braxton.
KMOX.
We've run out of time for what's trending, but we do have a theme song for you going on now.
Yeah, this is going to be epic.
The King of Pain
tomorrow. Here it is.
And when we come back,
PJ, you're amazing.
I will be vindicated. We will hear the Casey Kasem voiced the Scooby Doo.
We still got time here. Let's go to the research department and.
Yep, Shaggy Rogers. That's the name of.
Yeah. Casey Kasem.
Yep. Casey Kasem.
Thank you.
Michael, you were funny and right all in the same segment. There's something you don't see every day, folks.
Yeah.
We'll be back a little bit of time and then Cardinal baseball coming up on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.